Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here today, Thursday, February the 25th. 2021. Why does my microphone sound a little off this morning? Okay. Whoa. Mic problems to start off the morning. How about this? Okay, there. I think I hear myself better now. And away we go here on this Thursday morning, and we've got a great show for you. Here's what's interesting this morning, to be honest with you. I sometimes I'll make little notes about things I want to make sure not to forget to talk about. There's so much that I want to talk about in this first hour that I could not even sit down and make any notes this morning because so many good things happened yesterday. Now, as I talked about on the show yesterday, I want to it was my birthday, and I appreciate everybody who called in yesterday who said all the nice things that they did. And I certainly want to thank Dr. Art Uline and Dick Cavett and David Newell, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood for calling in and wishing me a happy birthday. I certainly do appreciate that quite a bit. They are really good people, good friends, and always good guests on this program. So that's where my day started yesterday. And as a lot of you heard who listened to the show yesterday, I had balloons in here and I had radio-shaped cookies, which, by the way, everybody was impressed with all day long. Anybody who saw those cookies all day long yesterday was just incredibly impressed with them, as was I. So the radio-shaped cookies, or radio-themed cookies, I guess is a better way to put it, were just great. So they were here yesterday, and I had a breakfast of homemade strawberry shortcake, and I had the Shotgun Red stuffed doll autographed that was repaired, and a happy birthday banner that was on the wall behind me. It was just great, and that was all courtesy of Angie, and she is tremendous that way and does such great things. So I, again, thank her for doing all of that, and you heard about that yesterday. And then Mr. and Mrs. Shirk delivered a pie. Now, not a pie. See, I said it wrong, and I knew I would do that. It's a lemon dessert. It was a lemon dessert on the occasion of my birthday, because I've said many times on this show, my two favorite types of desserts are lemon anything, lemon bars, lemon pie, lemon meringue pie, lemon anything, really. And carrot cake. Those are my two favorites. So here came this lemon dessert from Mr. and Mrs. Shirk yesterday, which I certainly did appreciate. And I got to try it. I did not try it while I was on the air yesterday, but I did try it last night, and it was delicious. Now, I'm not sure. It wasn't a pie. I would agree. It did not taste like a pie. It was just a really good lemony dessert. If you would like anything with a lemon taste, that was certainly it. So I thank them very, very much for doing that. So that went on yesterday, and then I took all that stuff home, the pie, the food here from yesterday, the cookies, the balloons, all of that, took it home. And yesterday afternoon was kind of nice because I just kind of relaxed a little bit. And then last night, I guess you would call it a little get-together. I had a little get-together at my house, and Angie came over, and my mother came over, and some other people were there, and that was a lot of fun. We had shredded chicken sandwiches, and we had potato chips and dip, and we had a carrot cake. So on the other end of the lemon desserts, I did get a carrot cake last night. Now, here's the interesting thing. Because, you know, birthdays, people do get you stuff, which is very nice, and you always appreciate it. I think yesterday, probably in the 40 years now of life, and this is very serendipitous, and I'll explain why here just in a second. I think I probably got the best gift I'd ever gotten. Now, here's, I don't know if I've ever said this on the air, but I've been lucky enough over my life to have a lot of things written up in the newspaper, and, you know, they've written about me, some good, some bad sometimes, but, you know, a lot of interesting things in the newspaper over many, many years now, probably more than 20 years. But I never kept the stuff. You know, I'm sure I have some of them. I'm not saying all of them have went in the garbage, or that I just didn't have copies of all of them, but I never kept them. And, you know, it all started when I was in college, so I was moving around at that time. You know, I certainly have moved from house to house since I was in college 20 years ago. So things get lost and things get torn up or misplaced, and you really don't keep these things together. So my newspaper clippings and pictures and things like that are really not all centralized in one place and never have been. And there are newspaper articles I'm sure I don't have that have been in the newspaper over the years. And that's just the way it is. And I kind of considered that would be the way it would always be. Well, here's what happened. Angie, you know, who's on the show with me here every Friday night, Charlie's daughter, we all remember her as being Charlie's daughter, of course, and she always will be. I don't know how long this project has been going on. I got the impression last night from her that it had been going on for some time. She went back into the Marion Star archives all the way back to my birth announcement, which is a few years ago now. And she printed out these articles and these announcements really over the last 40 years. And there's, you know, there's a lot of me in the newspaper over the last 40 years. And she printed them out and she put them in a book. And there are pictures in there and newspaper articles I had forgotten about and probably had not seen since they were run in the newspaper many, many years ago. So that was the most, I know it was the most thoughtful gift I've ever been given, because the time and effort that went into that, you don't just walk into a store and buy that. And also, I'm sure it was a pain in the neck to go through all those newspaper clippings and cut them out and print them and put them in this book. That's a lot of work, an awful lot of work. And it really blew me away, because I don't think anything like that has ever been done. It is something I would have always liked to have had. I mean, you like to have all the memories of those things that were done many years ago. And it was just the best gift, you know. And I, to be honest with you, I don't think I'd ever seen my birth announcement. I don't think I'd ever seen, you know, the Marion Star used to do a thing with Star Tots. I don't think they do that anymore, where they put your picture in and it's so-and-so's first birthday. And those were in there with pictures that were taken long, long ago. So this book was just really the most thoughtful thing that I had ever seen, and I was just amazingly impressed. I thought, what a gift. Now, this is an indication to me that, we always say this, but that things that maybe don't cost as much, don't come from a store, mean more in the long run than things that come from a store. And boy, to me, this was just an indication of that, because this was something that was made. This was not something you could go to the store and buy. You can't just walk in and say, okay, give me newspaper articles for the last 40 years on this guy. Can't buy that. You've got to put some time and effort into it. And it was just the greatest gift, and I sincerely appreciate that gift. And I'm sure that is something I will have with me for the rest of my life. And that's also unlike other gifts you get throughout your life. And I'm not saying gifts aren't good that people buy you, but, you know, sometimes they just outlive their usefulness when you live a long time. So it was a great gift, and I really did appreciate that. That was very thoughtful and very, very unexpected. So that's something I wanted to say. All right, looks like we're getting a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
It sounds like she channeled Ralph Edwards. You know, a little bit, and I'll tell you what I note. I did not realize I'd been written up that many times.
You know, just take that out of context. You've been written up that many times, and yet you still have the job.
I do still have the job. And I'll tell you, there were things in there, you know, it's weird how the mind works. There were things in there, I would flip past an article, and I would say, gosh, I remember doing that, but I don't remember the Marian Star writing that up. Totally things that I had forgotten. That
you do remember who Ralph Edwards is, right?
I do, a host of... Okay.
Is Your Life.
This Is Your Life, yeah. Yeah. That was a
Here's
good
a question. There's rumor going around. Do you have an illegitimate child?
Oh, there's that rumor's going around?
Someone said that Spencer Phelps was your illegitimate child.
You know,
is there any truth to that rumor?
I am absolutely certain that is not true. But
God.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just avoid that name altogether. I, as I've said before, I'm not sure what's going on there on that person's behalf, but I make it a practice never to say their name and never to refer to them in any way, because I still don't really understand what their beef is with me, and I don't want it ever to be said that I said I never want it to be said that I use the public airwaves to say anything negative about them.
Well, it's interesting. So are you in good stead with the FCC now?
You know where that stands. To be honest with you, we filed the, as I said last Friday, we filed the notice of, I always forget the name of this. I think it's reconsideration. But it was an interesting process because we filed that on Tuesday, which allowed us to continue to operate, because while they're going over that, you are allowed to continue to operate. But then there was a development on Wednesday where the committee, separate from that whole form, decided to reverse themselves and reinstate the license as it had never been revoked, which had nothing to do with the form we filed. Now, the last communication I had with them was just asking if they needed anything else from us, and at this point, they just said, thank you, we have everything, and that's where it is.
Hmm. Interesting situation. I think maybe the miscreant has lost any credibility within the FCC, and anything further, they'll most likely ignore.
Well, you know, whatever happens, happens, but I know that it was just an interesting process, because the form we filed on Tuesday would have reinstated the license regardless, while they deliberate over, you know, did we get the email or not. But on Wednesday, after we had already filed the form, that's when we heard from another department at the FCC, in which they really just went back to committee, and she went to her boss and said, we're going to reverse this whole thing at this point. Now, I do know, to be honest, I do know that the license renewal is pending, but I think that's because there still is a complaint lodged against us, which is his complaint, and I know that his complaint is still pending. I mean, I've seen all those emails. So everything just went back to a pending status instead of a cancellation for no response. And the way the email was written from the second department, it was that the committee had reversed themselves and reinstated the call signal, the letter, you know, all that sort of thing. So that came after we had already filed the form, though. So I don't know. You know, it's strange right now, because I don't know what the... I don't know how the rest of this will play out, but I know everything's in pending status, and I do know that at this point they have not asked for anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not doing anything wrong, so there's nothing to worry about.
No, and this all came down to a technical. It had nothing to do, really, with what was going on the air. It had to do with, You know, just technical things, which I assume can be fixed. I mean, if they want something fixed, we'll certainly be glad to fix it, which is what I said in the article, which is what all the board members have said, which, again, I am not a board member. Never have been a board member of the group that has this radio station now. And, if they want something fixed, names changed, whatever they want, I'm certainly not opposed to doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, as Ralph Edwards would say, Scott Spears, this has been your life.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, that's all it is, and I'm not going to say anything negative in regard to anybody, but that's where that stands right now. But the project that Angie worked on was so, so kind, so, so nice, and I could not have appreciated it more. So, it was great. And then I also got one of these Google Dots, which is kind of like an Alexa, which I cannot wait to hook this thing up, because then I'll be in the 21st century like everybody else. I'll be able to call up this radio station, play WWGH, and there we'll be off and running. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, does anybody out there have the Google Dot instead of the Alexa? Does it work similarly? Because the get-together last night ran kind of late, so I did not get a chance to even really get into the box. So, does anybody have any of those as opposed to the Alexa, the Google Dot? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. And I'll tell you what's serendipitous about all this in a second. There is something serendipitous here. And I got to tell you, I have a birthday card here. No, but it's not a Google Dot. I've already said it wrong. It's a Google Nest. A Google Nest. So does anybody have a Google Nest? Is that different? How is that different than an Alexa? A Google Nest. So I really can't wait to hook that up. Maybe that'll be a project for tonight. Now, I got a birthday card that I have not read on the air, and I did not get, things happen, people get busy, but I do have a birthday card that I do want to read because I appreciate any birthday card that came in, and I really like this one because on the cover of the birthday card, it's a hot dog with a hot dog with legs and arms and a party hat and holding a present in a bun. And I do like hot dogs, so this is the perfect card. And on the inside, it's yellow and polka dotted, and it says, Scott, hot dog, it's your birthday. Let's be frank. You're probably planning to party your buns off. So go ahead. Don't be a weenie. Relish every moment of your celebration. Happy birthday. Hope you have a good day and a good year to follow, Jeannie Evers. And I certainly appreciate that, Jeannie. I love this card. And, it's a play on words, like a lot of these cards are now. You know, relish and weenie and buns and Frank all have to do with hot dogs. So I thank you, Jeannie, for this card. I will keep it forever. And I do keep these cards forever. I keep the Christmas cards forever. I keep the birthday cards forever. I keep any cards that come in forever. I'm just one of those people who do that. I think 60 years from now, I'll pull all these cards out and read them again. But I do like this card. The hot dog on the front is very, very cool. So I appreciate that, Jeannie. And thank you for the birthday wishes. Now, also last night, speaking of the Evers family, I've talked about Angie, and I've talked about Jeannie now. I was at my house last night. You know, these people were over last night, and we were having a good time. And there was a pounding on the door. And it was like 8 o'clock at this point, maybe close to 8:30. There's a pounding on the door. And I'm thinking, who is out after 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night coming to my door? So I go to the door, and it was Tim, Amy, Charlie's other daughter. Well, he has three daughters. One of his other daughters' husband, and he brought me over a card, which was very nice, and his son Reed had written in the card
drawn a picture in the card. And I think it had to do with Minecraft, so that's very cool. I appreciate that. And there were some nice messages written in the card. Amy wrote in the card. But it now here's... The gift was great because I have been on this kick since the holidays as saying novelty socks are a good gift for people. So now, every time there is a gift to give from Amy and Tim, I get novelty socks. So at Christmas, I forget how many pairs of novelty socks they got me. It was quite a few. And now I have two more pairs of novelty socks to add to the pile. And also, they gave me something else that is really funny. Because as many of you know, I've had this running, well, I don't know if it's a running thing, but, you know, we had the voodoo woman on, who's been on before, and then she got angry with me because I didn't send her a copy of the show, and I, you know, she didn't put a curse on me, but it certainly wasn't the happiest of times. And then she got the copy of the show, and she called, and everything was smoothed over, and everything was fine. So that was interesting. So I got a voodoo doll. It's not like a voodoo doll that you would see in a voodoo store. It's just a funny, comical little voodoo doll, and I think it had to do with that whole incident with me and the voodoo woman. So I appreciate that. I don't know what I'll do with it, but I'll put it on display. You know, that's a good conversation piece. People will say, why do you have a voodoo doll in your home? And then you can say, well, it was a birthday gift. So that was a lot of fun. So my birthday all around was really, really, really good. Could not have been better. Now, to tie all this up, here's the serendipitous nature of this whole thing. And it's interesting that we had the call there about the FCC and the current status with that. Not that I know anything that's going on there. I don't have any inside information any more than anybody else. But this is kind of the point. You know, of course we want to stay on the air, and of course we want to continue to do this, because I really do believe that we're educating and entertaining and informing the community, which is what these stations are supposed to do. And I believe we're one of the last in this area that do this to this level, or at least minute for minute, do it as much as we do. So there's that. So you do want to stay on the air. But a lot of people asked me last week when all that was going on and newspaper articles were flying around and, you know, we were off the air one day. When all that was going on, people kept saying, you don't seem that upset. I remember the Marion Star reporter says, you don't seem that, I don't want to say the word was upset, but it was, you don't seem worried. You don't seem worried about this. Well, I'll tell you why. Because as much as, you know, I want to keep on doing this, everything does come to an end. There's going to be a day, and I hope it's not anytime soon, but there would be a day where I would not be doing this anymore. You can't sit here forever. At some point, you know, you have to go. Age either takes you out, or you just, you know, you run your course. So everything doesn't last forever. Television shows get canceled all the time, and it's not their decision to go. But you look back on the work. You know, when a television show gets canceled, you don't remember the cancellation. You remember the good work they did. And I think that's what this station will always do. So here's the serendipitous nature, long-winded version of what I'm trying to say. As I look through this book of clippings last night, which is 20 years at this point, and really 40 years when you go back to my birth announcement, but 20 years of being on the air and having stories written and just all the places I've gotten to go and all the people I've gotten to interview and all the fun variety shows and awards I've been lucky enough to win and variety shows I've been lucky enough to take part in and just all these things. I mean, how can you really be sad about that? I mean, I don't know how you can be. And I think that's what people never really understand. It's never about the ending. I mean, everything ends. Every season ends. It happens. But it doesn't erase the work. And I think sometimes the people who are trying to knock your pins out from under you think it's going to be some kind of devastating thing. Well, you know what? We've been doing this station We've been on the station for about 7 years now. I don't know how many hours, and we record everything. You know, I'm somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,000 to 6,000 hours that we've recorded of me. It's not like it's all just going to go in the dumpster. So it's just silly. It's a silly thought that would really be upsetting. It would be upsetting that I could not visit with you guys every morning, which I enjoy doing, but it wouldn't be like the end of my life or anything, because I've had a good life. How many people have gotten to do the things I've gotten to do? And to be honest with you, it's luck. I was just really lucky. So there you go. It's a serendipitous moment on a birthday. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say in this regard? I think it's an interesting topic, because everybody retires, usually, unless something catastrophic happens to them. There's a last day for everything. Plants have shut down. Businesses have shut down. It certainly wouldn't be like that was the first time that had ever happened. People at other radio stations have lost their job all the time in this town. I don't think they go into deep depression. So, you know, it's about finding something new to do when one chapter closes. And again, I'm not saying this chapter's closing. To my knowledge, it's not. But does anybody have a story in regard to their own life when a chapter closed, another one opened? That leaving something they really liked doing just opened up another door that they would not have explored had they still been doing what they could no longer do? I think second acts are sometimes more fulfilling than first acts. I've seen so many people who worked in long careers, and they get to the end of that career, they get to retirement day, and they're upset on retirement day. It's hard that last day. It's hard to walk away, but once that happens, you know, the next day you realize you've got a whole lot of time on your hands. And how are you going to fill that time? And you fill that time with something else, and a lot of times it becomes a lot more enjoyable and a lot more fulfilling than what you were doing before. I hear those stories all the time. So, does anybody have a story about that? Or a story like that? Or has anybody had a good birthday? You know, that really was a lot of fun yesterday. I really enjoyed it. And again, I thank everybody who sent me a card or brought anything or did anything to make that a special day, and it certainly was. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. So there is my birthday wrap-up. Anything you want to say? Go ahead and let's talk. Now, I want to say something about Zach Fuller, who does our weather. And I listen to it every morning because it's the last thing I hear before the show starts in the morning. This morning, I know he does this, I think every year this has happened, where he goes to the schools and he gets a kid and they do the introduction of the weather report. You know, I think that's such a smart idea. I think that it's so neat to hear those kids every hour of the day giving the weather. So I really credit Zach with doing something very enterprising there and very creative. Now, there's somebody who is harnessing their energy into doing something good. And I've always thought Zach does a good job. He does the weather reports, and he had, who was it, Tyler Butler, I think was his name, voicing the weather reports there for a couple weeks. That was very interesting. And now the kids are in there. You know, I just think Zach does a great job. And I know Zach has a hard time from time to time doing what he's doing. It's hard to kind of bust into the media world and make a stamp. It does take a lot of work and a lot of effort. And it's a different bird than a lot of other areas. So, you know, I commend him for continuing to try. That's what I like. I like somebody who continues to try. I've always felt it's not getting it done that's the failure. The failure is not trying. That's where your failure really lies. You know, some people make a lot of money. Some people make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And that's nice because you can go out and buy nice cars and nice houses and things like that. But how happy is your life really? Are you really doing what you want to do? Because you only get one life. And I would like to spend the one life that I have doing what I want to do. So it really is a brave thing to walk away from the money to attempt to do something that may not succeed. And it might not. All ventures don't always succeed. But it's not the venture's failure that makes you a failure. The failure is when you stay in that high-priced job, you stay making all that money, and you never try the thing you really wanted to do because you got complacent and you were fearful to walk away from the money. To me, that's really the failure. That's where the failure lies. Because it's not easy to try something new. It's very difficult. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, morning, Brett.
Morning.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great today.
All right. I don't know why you're having your soup with. It's not really my business if I don't get the paper all the time and read what's going on. But for some reason, this guy has whoever did it, you must have crossed the path the wrong way or whatever. But it only takes one rotten apple in the barrel to spoil the whole barrel. So this guy, whoever it is or whoever they are, is trying to spoil a show that people like to listen to. I do it every morning as much as I can. And it isn't all day long. So whoever's doing it, you got to figure out why you're doing it. Another thing I want to know, every morning you used to say, put one on in the morning, going to McDonald's or whatever, and I haven't heard you say anything about that, so I just wonder what was going on, but it takes one rotten apple for the whole world.
I'll try to best explain this. Yeah, hang on there, and I'll explain it over the airwaves. Now, as far as McDonald's, you know, I certainly still go to McDonald's. I just haven't had any trouble there, which I guess is a good thing. So since I haven't had any trouble, there's not much to talk about with McDonald's as of late. But if there's trouble, I will let you know. But I do still go there most mornings. Now, oh, and by the way, Angie did bring me a pop this morning. So there's another nice deed 2 days in a row. But the truth of the matter is, I couldn't even tell you why this person is angry with me. I don't know. I think they would probably tell you, and this is just my guess. I think they would probably tell you that they think that I am doing awful things. I think that's probably what they would say. And I've always said I've never met this person in person, and if I have, I don't remember it. I truly don't. And so I don't know what it all derives back to. I really don't. It's just a strange thing. And I'm not going to criticize that person. I'm not going to criticize any people. You know, there have been many people who have not been so kind over the years. And I just don't think it's I think to take the time to come on here and say something negative about somebody is just not, I don't want to do that. That's not educational. That's not informative. And that's not entertaining to me. So if you really want to know, I really don't know. I don't know what started it all. I know it's been going on a long time. They certainly have been no fan of mine for years. So that's just what it is, as far as I know. The only thing I've always wondered, I mean, we have people doing awful stuff. I mean, we have drug dealers in this town. We have people... there's domestic violence issues in this town. There's all kinds of stuff going on. I really don't know if I'm the biggest worry. And also, I don't know that... Do people really care what I do as far as on the air? I mean, I don't even know that people pay attention. I know that people listening to this show pay attention, and when I run into them, it's always nice. But I really don't know if people care beyond that. What's going on with me? Who knows? But everybody, I guess, is entitled to their own opinion. So that's the best I can say when it comes to that whole situation. So that's what it is. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say in regard to anything this morning, we can talk about it. 51 and a half minutes past the hour. And so it's just a great birthday. That's about all I can say about that. And the weather was great. How about the, what did it get up to yesterday? 52? Something like that? Very, 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 very nice. So, what else do we have to talk about? So, it's a Google Nest. I have a Google Nest now. I haven't taken it out of the box yet. But does anybody know about the Google Nest? Does anybody have any one of these or know anything about them? I'm very interested to get to mess around with it, which hopefully I will be able to do tonight, because I can't wait to call some of these things up. Learn the weather every day. You know, this could be a thing now where every morning I can just call up the weather. What's the weather today? And I wonder if you have to say Google Dot or Google, because with the Alexas, I think you have to announce it. And I'm sure there's some keyword with these Google Nests as well. So I'm interested to see how this all works. I guess it just hooks to your wireless system in your home. You know, I'm not the most techie person in the world. Now, there are certain things technological that I understand very well. And then there are things I have no idea about. I think this thing just hooks into your wireless system in your house, if I understand. And I, you know, this technology is really becoming amazing. Who would have thought years ago that you could just put this little dot in your house and hook it to your internet and you can talk to it and it'll give you all this information? Now, all you people who have the Alexas and who have the dots, what is the main purpose of them for you? Because, see, I don't know everything they do. I was reading the box last night, and I was trying to figure out, you know, all the things I could do with this. And there's a whole lot of stuff listed there that I would not have thought. So what do you guys use them for? What's the main reason you bring out the Google Dots or the Nests or the Alexas? What do you use them for in your everyday life? Is it the weather report, or music? It seems to me that a lot of people use them for music. I don't know. I think it's an interesting question. 740-383-9944. Also, do want to mention, when I go off the air at 10 a.m. this morning, Glenn Coble will be on with the On the Air program from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then we will have a swap shop today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. So stay tuned for that. It is just around the corner. Let's see. What else is going on? Anything else going on in Marion that I'm not aware of? I'm always interested to know of things that are going on around town. You know, a lot of times we don't learn about things until 3 or 4 days after they happened. I'm not sure if anything big is going on right now. I haven't seen anything that I'm aware of. Well, if I'd seen it, I'd be aware of it, wouldn't I? So in this particular case, I haven't really noticed any big news. I don't know what's going on around town. I I would guess, you know, I think as we head into spring, I think there's a lot of question right now about, do we do Easter egg hunts? Do we do Mother's Day now that the restaurants are open back up? But how many people can go into a restaurant? Do we do Memorial Day get-togethers? Is the fair going to happen? You know, the conflicting reports on the pandemic, I think, are really confusing for a lot of people. Because people are getting the vaccine, but not everybody is getting the vaccination. So I don't know. And I talked to somebody last night who said they would not get the vaccination. Now, they were a younger person. They were under the age of 50. But is that going to be the attitude that's taken by a lot of people, that they are not going to get the vaccination? Maybe it will be. And I thought we had one of the most interesting conversations yesterday on the 10 o'clock show that I do with Glenn Coble. I thought we got into a really interesting conversation about race and words and just stuff that goes on every day that I don't think we pay as much attention to as maybe we need to sometimes. Now, if there's anything left over from yesterday's show that anybody would like to bring up, feel free to do that this morning, 740-383-9944, because it all started with a conversation about words that you can't say on the air and why you can't say them, and is it okay to say them in public, and why is it okay for a certain group to say them and another group not. You know, this all comes down to judgment. I really don't see it any different than a threat. Now, if I threaten to punch somebody, everybody can threaten to punch somebody. Anybody who's got a voice can threaten to punch somebody. Not everybody does. So I guess it's my choice to threaten to punch somebody, but I have to suffer the repercussions of that. If they punch me back, if they turn me in for assault, if I go ahead and do more than threaten and go ahead and punch them, am I going to hurt my hand? Are they going to go get a group of people and come after me? You know, you have to understand what the repercussion is. And I think that's the same thing with these words. I mean, we can get angry that certain groups are saying them and certain groups are not. The truth is, anybody can say just about any word. I don't know any words that are banned on the street. Now, on the airwaves, yes, we have rules. But in the street, you can say anything you want to, as far as I'm aware. But you have to understand that there might be repercussion if you do. So maybe it's not the word. Maybe it's not the saying of the word that's so upsetting to people. Maybe it's the repercussion that they feel they will face if they say those words. And if you feel you're going to get a repercussion, then I probably wouldn't say the word. I don't know the need to say a word that's going to bring repercussion, just like punching somebody. I would never threaten to punch somebody because I know that there are laws that prevent you from putting your hands on somebody else. I know that there are people who could take care of me. And if I punch them, they could, you know, take me out. So I just avoid that whole situation. I can say it. I can say I'm going to go punch somebody, but, you know, common sense sometimes will tell you that's not the best idea in the world because that could end very badly. You can say it, but you got to suffer the consequences. And words do have power. And if you can say the words, but understand they might have a repercussion down the road. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour here. WWGH Radio time is 59 minutes and 50 seconds past the hour. In 10 seconds, we're going to break news and weather, and I'll be back at a quarter after the hour. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda,
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store. The salesman said, "You know, you look like the late Abe Vigoda." I said, "Oh, really? Well, then I think I'll buy a suit on, now that you mention that." "Why?" "Because I'm alive, young man." The man couldn't believe it.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
What's the secret to getting to 92?
You don't know, I always believe in one thing, that the Lord up there, he calls you when he needs you.
Is there a role?
And he says, "I don't want you, Five-ish. I got better acts than you upstairs. I'll call you when I have a beat."